up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dev.
And welcome to What's the Point Podcast,
where we're real friends who have real talk about real life.
All right, welcome back. It's still Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah, welcome back, you guys. We're still in the month of May.
Right. And it was actually Therapist Appreciation Day on May 12th.
Oh, well, shout out to all the therapists and the counselors and everybody worked well. It was just Therapist Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was the same day as Mother's Day, so
we don't
get recognized much.
Yeah, well, that's good to know for next year,
right? Yes,
yeah, maybe someone will send us a gift card or something.
Maybe. But I digress. Now we're in our real friend segment. So with that, are you a person that prefers to keep busy or be still?
I think I am a person who kind of likes both. I do prefer to be busy,
mm-hmm.
but then I can also appreciate being still, because I know, like, with being busy, it's always like you always got something to do.
Right.
There's always something to do. And I think that's just adulting in general. Like, you're always busy. But I also appreciate just being still. I also appreciate just, like, not having anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally just chill, or you can literally just wake up and decide, I want to do this today, or I want to do that today.
Yeah.
So me, I like both. I guess I would prefer to be still,
mm-hmm.
just because when you are busy, like, there's always literally something to do. Like,
correct.
Literally. Yeah. So what about you?
I think I used to love being busy because I was like, oh, if I'm busy, then I'm doing something.
Yeah.
But now I require, like, stillness.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be, like, complete stillness. I just need, like, moments of stillness literally every day.
Yeah.
So I think I like stillness because it gives me time to think or, like, center myself, or, you know, just really those moments of slowing down that when you're super duper busy, like, you can miss so many different things,
mm-hmm.
versus when you're still, you take time to recognize it and, you know, just pay attention a bit more. So I think I like stillness now.
Yeah, I think that's important though. Like, especially as you get older, like, just being able to just sit down sometimes is so important, because we get so wrapped up with just being on the move all the time and just always, oh, I got this to do, I got this meeting, I gotta be here, be there, do this, do that. Like, you don't have any time to just say, what's going on with me entirely?
Right.
Like, how do I feel today? Like, and being still, I feel like that allows you that time to self-reflect.
Right. Like, I don't like to be the action Jackson anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be like, I got this every weekend. I got this, that. I got this event and that event on the same day. Now, I'm like, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
If we don't have anything at all, that's cool too.
Day.
But just the back and forth and try to fit this in, I don't have that.
Yeah. I agree. I think at this point, I kind of do prefer to be more still
than
busy.
Mm-hmm. Like, because you have to be busy with adulting, like you said. And then on top of that, when you think about stillness, it's like, I don't have to necessarily sit still in my house. I could just go to the park or really take my time in the grocery store, like different things of that nature. So
yeah,
give me the still, because the running around, it gets a little crazy.
I feel that. It does get really crazy.
It gets real crazy and my nerves are wrecked and I just, no.
Yeah.
But let's get into our real talk segment. As you see, we're talking about all things stillness.
Yeah, all things stillness, all things of just like learning when to sit the fuck down.
Right. Because I think we all need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually saw something where this therapist was saying that she told her client to sit their ass down.
Mm-hmm.
And her point was, like, if you hear someone say, sit your ass down, it sounds, like, harsh.
Yeah.
But what she meant from it was, like, sit in the feelings that you feel, sit in the things that you're doing right now so you can see if it's fitting for you,
mm-hmm.
or if, you know, you need to do something a little different, or just kind of taking the moment that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you even know? So
mm-hmm.
that makes me think of, do you think that stillness is needed or necessary.
Oh, definitely. I think that just goes back to what you were just saying about the therapist. It's like being able to sit down and really like either sit in your emotions, sit in your feelings, sit in, maybe you have new opportunities going on that you need to really think about and internalize before going on to the next step. Like, I think stillness is the time where you, like, reflect. You know, like, that's what it means to me. It's like, let me sit down for a couple days and really just think about what's going on around me. You know, like, you got a lot of things going on with your job, family, relationships. Let me just be still and, like, not focus on everything else that's going on.
Correct.
So I do think that stillness is necessary because that's your time to say, what is going on?
Right. And I think that goes into like the importance of stillness versus like the constant hustle.
Yeah.
It's like the hustle culture. It's like you ain't doing nothing if you ain't grinding and you ain't getting things done and you're not, you know, you don't have these calls. But I'm like, you're not doing anything if you don't even know what you're really doing and doing it for.
Yeah.
Like just to have something to do, anybody can do several things during the day. But to actually sit down and be intentional and those things are still going to get done regardless, but you have the momentum and the rest and you're feeling rejuvenated to actually intentionally do these things, that's what's important to me.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's important to just be intentional about the stillness because we can get so wrapped up in our day-to-day tasks that we don't take any time to just say, let me sit still for an hour. Or let me, like, just go outside for a walk for an hour. That could be stillness. Taking a walk in nature, that's stillness. That's you stepping out of your bustle and flow of a schedule to just say, let me have some time by myself. Let me have lunch and I'm not working at my computer at the same time that I'm having lunch. Let me actually step away and have lunch at the lunch table. You know, versus being so wrapped up in everything else that's going on. Just being okay with taking that time for yourself.
Absolutely. Especially the lunch. Like, randomly, this week, I was sitting at the computer, but I was like, I'm not doing the work. I'm watching Paternity Court on YouTube. I was watching Paternity Court while eating my lunch. And then I went back to what I had to do. Because I really did need to get the things done. But I was like, I need a moment.
Yeah.
So I just turned it on. And I was like, okay. Then switched off and went back to, you know, what I needed to do for the day. But I think it's important when you're saying, like, there's different ways to be still. Taking your walks. For me, I've seen that before. I used to just get right up in the morning. My alarm clock goes off, I'm up. And then I would have headaches, which I do have migraines, but I would have these headaches first thing in the morning and I'm not tending to myself. I'm just getting up, moving.
Yeah.
No breakfast, just get ready, get to it. And then I realized, I was like, I need a minute to get my mind right.
Yeah.
In the morning. Game changer. Like, I see my day differently. I'm more intentional about how I'm starting the day. And I realized, I'm like, you don't have to get to the text messages and the emails.
Yeah.
And, you know, just... Yes, you can get to getting dressed for the day, but easing into it, did you eat? Like, all of those small things that we forget. So I think stillness is the most important when I think of the hustle culture, because I'm like, I think that you can still do those things, but take a little time for yourself too at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think that stillness is important when it comes to mental health and the mental health field?
I do. I really do. I think that a lot of people struggle with, and myself, I was like, how do you meditate, or how do you like turn the thoughts off? Because, you know, like, it's it's so much that's going on, especially as an adult. But I do think that stillness is a huge, important, significant piece of mental health. Like, you have to find some time to just, like you said, reflect or sit and think and strategize. How can you do that if you're doing 100 different things?
Right. Like, how can you do that if you're not taking the time to really just sit down? Because when you sit down, you're thinking about, oh, I gotta get up and do this, I gotta get up and write this paper, I gotta write this email, I gotta cook dinner for this, do this, do this, do that, that you're not even focusing on that moment of stillness because you're too worried about what else you gotta do. And I think it's important for us to, when we're practicing stillness, actually be still.
Be still, right. And it's okay to be still. Like, one thing I used to tell myself is, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. I'm not being productive. I'm not, you know, yeah. I need to keep busy. And it's like, no, I really don't, because I'm hurting myself keeping busy mm-hmm. and doing the thing when I could really use that time to just, like I said, reset and recharge.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different. And I think with mental health, we get so caught up in looking at what people are doing and considering, you know, their day to day and just the boss and all of these different mm-hmm. elements. And it's really nothing compared to having some peace of mind. And I'm like, how can you really have a peace of mind if you don't sit with yourself?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I think, and that's why a lot of people are scared to sit with themselves, because they're not at peace in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be at peace in your mind, you have to sit with yourself. Like, you have to come to terms with the things that are going on up there.
Right.
Like, talk that stuff out with yourself. Write that stuff down. Like, it comes to a point where you can only run so far from yourself.
I mean, you're yourself.
Like, you literally can only, like, you can hang around people as much as you want, but there's a moment where you're alone.
Right. And I just think it's bizarre. No offense when people are like, I gotta be around other people.
Right, like, it's concerning to me if you can't be by yourself or you don't like to be by yourself.
It is.
That's concerning, because that lets me know, hey, it's something going on. Something
right.
going on.
Like, I can't be still. I can't sit still for too long.
Why is that?
If you give me a day,
I will sit still the whole day.
I will do nothing, and I will be okay with it. Okay. And I think that goes into, like, living, like, is it okay to live a slow life? And thinking of that, because it's like, okay, it is okay to slow it down a bit.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be at everybody's party and everybody's scene.
Yeah, you don't. And I think I've had a friend who has expressed they feel like they always have to do something. Always, always, always have to mm-hmm. say yes to something. And it's like, when do you take the time to just say, I'm just going to be still this weekend? You don't have to go to that event. You don't have to be at every event. Take some time to rest.
Because I'll send you a gift in a heartbeat.
Right. Like, if I can't make it, I'm there in spirit, and I'll send you your gift.
Or if I just don't feel like I can go. Like, I think it's also with sitting with yourself. It's like, really, do you have the energy
yeah.
to do it? If I'm really tired. Like, we have times like that all the time. I move slow. Like, mm-hmm. and I learned that about myself. Like, I move like a turtle. I need time to dilly-dally
yeah.
and get up and listen to music mm-hmm. or just, you know, just do something that's going to start my day.
Yeah.
And I need to start my day first with myself, and then I can go do whatever I have to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not, if I think that way, like, every time, I'm not going to want to go to something.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
And I might just be sitting on the couch or in my bed rotting mm-hmm. the day.
That's fine. That's fine, because, like I said, rest is so important. And I don't know why, as a community or why, as a society, we frown upon rest
mm-hmm.
or we frown upon sitting still. It's like you always have to be doing something.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're not doing something, oh, you just sit on your ass. Oh, you ain't getting no money. Oh, you this, you that. But it's like, oh, you're lazy. But it's like, why is it so bad to rest?
Yeah.
Why is that such a bad thing to take a day off?
And I think those are things that we are telling ourselves based on what society has told us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are running ourselves ragged. It's bad enough that all these bills are due.
Mm-hmm.
The bills are due. You have to cook. You know, you have to clean. These are all functional pieces of mm-hmm. your mental health as well. Like, you have to keep up your hygiene. Mm-hmm. If these things are off, mm-hmm. something's off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's why things begin to dwindle, because you don't sit still enough to get energized to do the thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to get all this stuff done. I'm not a robot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to humanize myself and take my damn time.
Mm-hmm.
And if that looks like me not hanging out with my friends for brunch because I prefer to make sure my space is good
mm-hmm.
and I'm good first, then oh well.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And I feel like nobody should really press you about that decision.
Right.
And if they do, then they just don't need to be
a friend.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just as simple. When I think of, for instance, when you're saying your friend is like, I feel like I have to. You should feel like you should take care of yourself.
Right. That's my whole thing. It's like, why do you feel like you have to do that? you feel obligated to say yes every time somebody invites you somewhere, you can say no. They not gonna beat your ass.
And if they try, it's like, and if they do, call them off.
Right. It's just not giving fun. Why don't y'all appreciate my personal space of stillness?
Because,
you know, like, I feel like that's important. Everyone should have an hour in a day in the week, a day in the month, whatever, where you just literally sit still. You don't do much.
You don't do much. Like, yeah.
You do the most basic stuff for you to get through the day.
I'm not that friend. I'm just not.
Yeah, whenever my friends say they need a day, perfect.
Great job.
Very good friend. Yes.
Great job. I just think I'm just not that person. If you want me to be out and doing stuff, I'm going to need a nap at some point. Yeah. Are we doing something in the day?
Because that matters.
Are we doing something in the day?
At this point in my life, let's do the day
breakfast,
party.
Lunch.
And then let's be home by 10. So I can be asleep by
11. If we have to do dinner, I need a nap. I cannot.
If we're doing dinner, I need a prep for the day. I need to just rest all day. And I'll see y'all at 7 o'clock.
I need a nap. Like, I cannot do both. I'm not doing both. And like I said, I just, give me some time. Like, I just, no, I don't want to. Itinerary.
Yeah.
I mean, we can have an itinerary, but do we have some time to rest and just to sit for a minute?
Yeah. I agree. I always need a nap.
I need some downtime.
Knows, I always need a nap.
I need some downtime. Like, when we went on that trip, we had downtime. Uh-huh. Like, let me lay down for a minute.
Downtime on the trip is a terrible trip.
It's terrible. I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go home. And I actually did that on a group trip. And then we'll get to the point. But I literally, on the trip, it was just too much going on towards the end. It was supposed to be a trip finale. And I feel like that would be kind of messy if I dropped it. Because it's just going to give.
Right, don't give no details.
But it just got to a point for me that I called my mom. Because every black girl is going to call their mom before they're doing something. And I called my mom and I was like, I'm walking back from the pool. She's like, I'm out the country. So she's like, are you okay? Who's with you? I'm like, girl, I'm walking back to the room. Mm-hmm. I need a shower. After I took my shower, I sat by myself for a bit, did a little bit. And I went and I got a little bit of food. And I came back and I was chilling. Mm-hmm. I just could not. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. After a while, all this human interaction, mm-hmm. I'm talking. My social battery is depleted at this point. And I left. I left the group festivities. I needed to just, I couldn't.
Yeah. And I feel like that's okay. I mean, hey, that's better than you staying and getting, you know, overwhelmed or irritated.
Right.
And popping off.
Because we're too old for that. That's giving a tantrum.
Like, let me take my space. Especially if everybody, you know, we all got a key card. I'm going to the room.
I'm going to my room. I'm going to go to my room and I'm going to chill. And another friend on the trip did the same thing. And we were laughing about it. But I'm like, I cannot do that. I can't be in your face all this time. I'm cool with myself. Mm-hmm. I love myself. I love spending time with myself. I need a little time.
Yeah. I feel
a little time. So, yeah, I can do group trips, but it's only so much. Do we have time for naps? Can we please
do we have time for some downtime? Just a little time
just a
for
little
everybody
bit.
To kind of, and then we can come back.
I need a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of time.
2 hours.
Two hours.
And a half, Matt. You know, like, come on.
I need a little bit of time. Because doing all this stuff, it's not going to work. But, yeah, I definitely did that. Dipped quickly. Without telling anybody where I was at. I was like,
honestly, I would have done the same though. Like, especially if it was getting a little too, I'm leaving.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'll see y'all later.
Be back for dinner.
Right, or better yet, see y'all for breakfast in the morning.
I haven't got there yet, but I promise you, if you're doing too much for me.
Right, I'm leaving.
Now that I like to eat by myself and stuff too, baby.
Right, like it's
I do not leaving. Care.
Especially if it was all inclusive. I ain't worried.
And it sure was. And I was like, I'm going to eat. I'm going to chill.
Mm-hmm.
And we good.
Yeah.
We good. But anyways.
But that's the importance of being okay with yourself.
Yes.
That's important.
I can eat myself, go to the movie. I can do anything.
Because mm-hmm. most people would have been like, oh. The people who aren't comfortable with themselves would have had to stay in that situation.
And be miserable.
And be miserable. But that's why it's important to be comfortable with yourself and be comfortable with being alone and doing very your much own so. Thing. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yes. So that's important. What about, like, how can the people know how to practice stillness?
I actually have something on my phone. I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And it's actually my, would it be a screensaver? What do you call the, having a moment, a blind moment? It's not your lock screen. Is it your wallpaper? Do they call it
your home
wallpaper?
Screen?
The home screen. Okay, y'all know Apple's fancy. The home screen. So it says Living Slow, and I have it on my phone as a reminder.
Okay.
It says Learn to Do Nothing, Put Down Your Phone, Accept Rest, Drink Water, Invite Mindfulness and Tranquility, Practice Your Breath and Sleep In, Go for a Walk and Work Out. You said that one. Mm-hmm. Social media cleanse, learn to say no. Mm-hmm. You said that one too. Connect with your community. We talked about community, not friends. Community. Mm-hmm. Smile. Be still. Read mindful books. Mm-hmm. So, like, would that be like self-help books or the Bible?
They have mindfulness books, like books that teach you different mindfulness tricks.
Oh, okay. I think I have like a calm book or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Put aside your tasks. We talked about that one, right?
Yep.
Surrender the need to always be doing something. Mm-hmm. Okay, we talked about that one too. Yeah. Look, we're on it.
Right.
We're on it. All right, spread love and positivity. Y'all That's need to important. Be spreading more love, yeah. not all that other stuff.
All that hate.
Right. And then forgive yourself. Mm. Ooh, that's
important.
That's a good one. Forgive yourself.
Yeah, all of those are good though. And I like the one about, it says something about sleeping.
Because sleep I feel in. Like
sleeping in, or even when you have something really big going on and it's overwhelming you, I'm an advocate for taking a nap. Just take a nap. Think on
yes.
it. Yes. Let it just settle for a minute. When you wake back up, it's not going to be as stressful.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a little clarity on it. Maybe you had a dream about it. I don't know. But just
it resets your day. And you said something that I realized. When I take a nap, or now that I've been sitting in stillness mm-hmm. and rest, I am a dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 times out of 10, like, I'm going to dream about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's kind of the time. I don't know if that's weird, but God speaks to me then. Mm-hmm. And I like talking me through it. When I wake up, I'm like, oh, I know what I need to do now. So,
exactly. Yeah, my dreams tell me everything. So if you're out there doing me wrong, I'm going to know.
I know. Yes. Oh my gosh. I didn't even know. Yeah, that is me. I know. Like, I'm going to see it visually. I'm going to be able to break that thing. I'm not even asleep at this point. I'm just
right, at this dream, point, it's just
and it's playing
it's
out.
A sequence.
And I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, yeah, that's how my stillness works. That's why I take naps.
Yeah. That's exactly why I take naps, too. When I'm overwhelmed, it's too
much. I take naps.
Maybe I'm going to go take a nap. When I get up in a few hours, I'll have some clarity on the situation. I'll have a plan. It's just better for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like to nap. Mm-hmm. I need a nap. Mm-hmm. When we were in our situation at our internship, mm-hmm. I need to go home
and I can take a nap.
Yeah. I don't need to eat. I'm going to go home and take a nap. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, kind of as our little last point, I guess that would be what our real life piece.
Yeah.
Of us talking about this.
Real life piece.
That was our real life piece, but taking a little spin with it, would you go back to the pandemic when the world was still?
That's a good question. I think the pandemic was such a crazy time. You know, rest in peace to all of the people who we lost because of COVID. However, when people were in the, what was it called? When we were in the house?
The quarantine?
The quarantine. When people were quarantined for like 2-3 weeks, that first month of quarantine was lit.
Yeah.
Like everybody was just minding their business. I feel like everybody got a sense of rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was able to sleep through the night. Everybody was able to literally, people were taking up hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
People were cooking more. People were sleeping. They were exercising. People were doing community stuff. So, yes, I do think that that was an important time of stillness for a lot of people. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't get breaks from work.
No.
Like, that was a lot of people's first time in years of them actually being able to say, oh, I've been at home for a week. We've been at home for 2 weeks. We've been at home for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Like,
right.
It got to the point people didn't know what to do with themselves because they had to sit so still.
Right.
So I think it was important for that time period. I personally think yes.
Yeah.
We should go back for at least a month of quarantine. Everybody in the house. Everybody just shut down for a good month, and people would be better mentally, physically, emotionally, because it would give people time to just like reflect again. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on now? We're 4 years out of the pandemic, even though it's still going on. But now you're in a different place.
Right.
You know, like, things are different now. So I think it would be good.
Yeah, at least for a month or so. I think it would be good too. Take me back. I'm sorry.
I enjoyed it.
I understand people went through what they went through.
Yeah.
I even understand the people who were more depressed because of what they were used to, and it was a transition. But that goes back to having some peace.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stay home. That was fine. You should have some peace in your home with yourself, you know, that you can stay home for a couple of days. Yeah. You were snowed in for 5 days.
Yeah.
Cabin fever is real, but other than that, like, how are you self-entertaining? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. So it goes back to, if you already practice living slow and stillness, then you just know how to indulge in this. Mm-hmm. And you know it's not going to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. When you're in you already have a routine of stillness, when stuff like that comes around, you're not as worried. You're mm-hmm. not as pressed because you're already comfortable with being still. A lot of people, when we had to be in the quarantine, they hit the roof. Folks was going crazy. They stay home. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Stay with my husband. Stay with these kids. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's your family. That's what you're talking about?
And nobody, it was a presentation. Nobody cared if your hair wasn't done, your nails wasn't done.
Right. Like, everybody was just living life. Just living.
Living the slow life. And I'm like, take me back, because the pressure of, like, the pressure and the weight of the world, like, that can overcome you. Mm-hmm. So if you're not allowing yourself to have that moment mm-hmm. of, like we're saying, have that moment of stillness, yes, you're going to hit the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hit the roof by yourself, because I'm going to advocate for it every time that they do it again. hit me with the quarantine.
Yeah, like,
that was fun.
Quarantine, it was fun. It was restful.
It was,
you know, a lot of
10 out of 10
came out of it. Like, people had businesses that popped off with them PPP loans. How these people learn how to cook, you know. Now, a lot of people, you know, started drinking heavy and doing drugs heavy, but y'all might be off of that by now. Or maybe y'all still on it. It's okay though.
I mean, I just feel like,
but that goes back to stillness. Like, you got to be okay with being still without resorting to
drugs
and alcohol.
Yeah, it's give and forgive yourself. I don't know what you like they say in church. I don't know who this is for.
Right?
You need to forgive yourself, because it's giving. We like that life. For those of us who are in our right minds and at peace.
Yeah, I love being still. I love being still. I love it.
I love a cancel plan, because that means I don't have to do nothing today.
I love to rot in the bed and rot on the couch.
And rot.
Get a little food, watch a little TV. I'm sitting still.
I'm good. I'm good for a couple of days. Yeah. Not even just a day.
Literally,
I'm
good. I could be still for the whole weekend. Y'all won't see me.
At all. I'm not going out until I'm going to the church house.
Exactly. And then after that, I'm being still.
Sundays are rest days.
Exactly.
So I still don't care.
Yep.
I'm still gonna rest. So
yeah.
With that, hopefully y'all are able to gather some thoughts and some change behaviors with stillness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we challenge you guys to practice being still. Like, if you're a person who you've never been still, or you struggle in being still, practice it for at least an hour. Give yourself an hour to say, I'm not doing anything else for anybody else except me. This is my moment to be still.
Right. And I think another good tip with that, like, an hour, either do it like when you first start the day or when you end the day.
Yeah.
Good. You have nothing that you should be doing
around those times.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Y'all make sure to follow us on our Instagram at whatsthepoint_pod. You can follow me on my personal page at devin.nicole. That's Devin with an A, Nicole with two E's.
And you can follow me at _ILoveNewYork.
Yep. So y'all make sure that y'all are following us on Instagram,
TikTok.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Period. And make sure you follow our playlist too.
Oh yes. With
all of the songs for every episode. Our vibe for this week is
Nothing Even Matters by Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo. One of my favorite songs. So.
Yes, because when we're practicing stillness,
nothing matters.
Period.
So with that, bye.
See y'all in the next episode. Bye.
Now the skies could fall, not even if my boss should call. The world, it seems so very small, 'cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. 'Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters.
These buildings could drift out to sea. Some natural catastrophe. Still there's no place I'd rather be. 'Cause nothing even matters.